Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
Bava Basra Daf Gimel. The Gemara at the top of the Omer brings the second Loshin, which explains the Pshat in the Mishnah, Hashutfin Shirotu Lasis Mechitza Bechotzer. The word Mechitza in the Mishnah is translated as a plukto, a division, as opposed to the first Loshin of the Gemara, where Mechitza is translated as a gudo, a wall. And according to the second Lashon, once there's an agreement to divide the Chatzar, then really one can force the other one to build a wall, because Hezek Riosh Mei Hezek. Now the Gemara further on continues, and the Gemara asks, V'i Hezek Riosh Mei Hezek, Mai Erdi Rotsu, Afil Lai Rotsu Nami. Why do you need that there's a Rotsu? And the Gemara explains, Amar Vasi Amar B'yechinon, Mishnasenu Kesh'ein Ba'din Chaluka. The case of the Mishnah is talking about a Chatzar She'ein Ba'kdei Chaluka. It's not large enough for each one to be left with a significant sized chatzar, therefore one cannot force the other one to do the chalukah. They need a ratzu to make the chalukah. Once there's a ratzun for the chalukah, then really the din is, they can force each other to build the wall, because hezek riyash may hezek. Now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, Mai kamash malon? Now Taisus at the top of the Omud, Dibur Maskal Mai kamash malon, he apparently had a different girs in the Gemara. He was girs Mai kamash malon, b'she'ein ba'din chalukah. Meaning the Gemara is not asking what is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Obviously, the Mishnah is a Chiddush. The Mishnah is telling us that Hezek Riyash Mei Hezek, one can force the other one to build a wall. Rather, what the Gemara is asking is, why do we have to tell us this Chiddush, the Hezek Riyash Mei Hezek, in the case of a Chatzar She'ein Bo Kedei Chaluka, and therefore it was necessary that there be a Ratzu, an agreement to make the Chaluka? We can tell us the same Chiddush in a Chatzar She'yesh Bo Kedei Chaluka, where one can force the other one to divide. You don't need an agreement to divide the Chatzar. The Mishnah could tell us the same Chiddush in that case, that once they divide the chatzar, then one can force the other one to build a wall, because Hezek Riyash Mei Hezek. This is how Taisus understands the kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara then continues, that the Gemara says, maybe you'll say the Mishnah spoke b'dafka in this case of a chatzar she'ein bo kedei chaluka to tell us the din, the chiles be'din chaluka ki rasu pligi, that even in a chatzar she'ein bo kedei chaluka, if they both agree to make the chaluka, they can divide it. That the Gemara asks, Tanina, we know that already from a different Mishnah. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Aleph, which says, "Emesai bezman she'ein shneim reitzim, aval bezman she'shneim reitzim, afilu pachos mikan cholkin." We have a different Mishnah which says mefurish that even a chatzar she'ein bo kedei chaluka, if they both agree to do the division, then they can divide it. And therefore, the Gemara's kasher comes back. Why does our Mishnah talk about a case of ein bo kedei chaluka where it was necessary to have a rotzu, an agreement to make the chaluka? We could have told us this same chiddush of hezek riyash mei hezek in the case of a chatzar she'yesh bo kedei chaluka. Now, Agav, we should point out over here, the Gemara seems to be mashma that it would make sense to explain our Mishnah, that the Mishnah is Derech Agav telling us another side chiddush, that even a chatzar she'ein bo kedei chaluka, if they agree to divide it, they can. The only question with that is that we have another Mishnah which tells us this as well. And the chair of the kasha is, the Gemara is mashma that this is a chiddush, just as a Mishnah which says it, l'chair, why is this a chiddush bechlal? Why would we have thought that if two people decide to divide a chatzar, they would not be able to do so? They both own the chatzar together, they're shutfim, l'chair, they can do whatever they want in their chatzar. What havmina would there be that even if they both want, they cannot divide the chatzar? So in the Chiddush Rabbanov, he addresses this point and he says that the havmina would be that in the chatzar she'ein bo kedei chaluka, where they agree to make a chaluka, later on one of them can say that when they agreed to make a chaluka, I did not mean actually to divide the chatzar, it's too small to be useful to have only half of this small chatzar. Rather, what I meant to say is that we should do goyd ay agoyd. Goyd ay agoyd means one shutif gives the other shutif the option, either you buy my chilek out or I'll buy your chilek out. There would have been such a havmina, and therefore kamash malon, once they agree to make a chaluka, that means that they actually have to divide the chatzar, and if one wants to say goyd ay agoyd, he does not have that option anymore. Alternatively, the Ramban says, we could explain a little bit different, the havmina would have been that even if they both agree to divide, one of them can say later on, originally that I thought I would be able to handle this division, meaning I would be able to use my chelik, my small chelik, and it would be useful. Now I see that it's not useful for me. He wants to be chayzer on the agreement and say that the whole thing was a tois. Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah over there on Daf Yud Alef tells us that once they agree to make a chaluka on a chatzar she'ein bo kedei chaluka, they no longer could be chayzer and they have to make a division. Akapanim, as we said, our Gemara is mavur that there is a chiddush to this din. But we don't need our Mishnah on Daf Beis to tell us this Chiddush Derech Agav. We have a first Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara continues, and the Gemara answers, Imei hasam hava amina afilu pachos mikan b'mesipas ba'alma. Kamashmulo and Hocho Koisel. Now here we have a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban, how to understand the terrors of the Gemara. Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil by Kamashmulo, as we explained, Tosfos says the kash of the Gemara is, Enechnami, there is a chiddush in the Mishnah that Hezek Riyashmei Hezek, just why do we have to speak about a case of Eimba Kadei Chaluka? And that the Gemara answers, and we'll go with the Girsa in Tosfos, that the word is not Vetema, where we have the Girsa Bifanino, Tosfos seems to be asking a kasha, rather we'll go with the Girsa of the Maram. Instead of the word Tema, he says Vetirates. And Tosfos over here is explaining the terrors of the Gemara. The terrors of the Gemara is that even a Chotzer She'imba Kadei Chaluka, where they agreed to divide, one may have thought that one of them can say afterwards, Ki Yisrit Tzoyi Lecha, Lach Lek Amunas Shaloi Lasis Guda, Aval Amunas Lasis Guda Lo Yisrit Tzoyi Lach. This Tosfos says earlier on Daf Beis Amud Beis as well, in Dibur Maschil V'Kivan Derotzu, he explains over there also, the reason why the Mishnah told us the din of Hezek Riyashmei Hezek, according to the second lesson of the Gemara. But Dafka, in this case of Chotzer She'imba Kadei Chaluka, is to tell us that even in a case where we needed their agreement to make the Chaluka, one of them cannot say afterwards that I only agreed to the Chaluka, but not that there should be a wall between us. So even though we know already from the Mishnah on Daf Yir Aleph, that in Chotzer She'imba Kadei Chaluka, once they agree to make the Chaluka, then they have to divide it, but that Mishnah is not mavur that they can force each other afterwards to build a wall. As we're explaining, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that one of them cannot say that I agreed to make the Chaluka, but only if I don't have to make a wall. This far is a bit similar to the far that we find in the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara there is going in the first Lashon, the Hezek Riyah Loishmei Hezek, and the only Mechuyif to build a wall if there was an agreement to make the wall. And there as well, there's a Havmin in the Gemara that if one convinced the other one to make the wall, the one who got convinced can claim afterwards, I only agreed to pay my share in the actual wall, in the Avanim, but I did not agree to give up my space. Kamashmal, that's why the Mishnah has to tell us that they build the wall be'emtza. Both of them have to give up their space equally. Agam over here, according to Tosfos, is saying a similar svara, according to the second lashon, the Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. There would be a tzad to say that if one convinced the other one to do the actual chaluka, then the one who got convinced can claim afterwards, I only agreed to the chaluka, but I did not agree to make a wall. Kamashmon, that's what the Mishnah tells us, that once he agrees to the chaluka, he has to be mishtatif in the wall as well. This is how Tosfos explains the teretz of the Gemara. In the Chiddush Rabban, he explains differently. He says the Gemara means to say, it would have been half minute to say that only by Chotzer She'esh Be'kadei Chaluka, where they divided their Hezek Riyash Me'hezek, they can force each other to build a wall. Hashenkin Chotzer She'ein Be'kadei Chaluka, even if there was a Rasu to do the Chaluka, they would not be Mechiv to build the wall afterwards. There you would not say Hezek Riyash Me'hezek. And the Pshat is the Ramban explains, because the Chotzer She'ein Be'kadei Chaluka, when it's divided, there would be a tzad to say that this type of Chotzer, since it's so small, it's not Eimed, it's not intended for use as a Diras Adam. You can use it for Pirik Masoi to unload his packages, but it's not used for any type of Dover Shabbat Sino. And therefore there'll be a tzad to say that in this small Chotzer, Hezek Rialoishmi Hezek, they cannot force each other to build a wall. Kamashman, therefore the Mishnah tells us, even a Chotzer She'imba Kadei Chaluka, once they agreed to make the division, even though this Chotzer is very small, still it is Hezek Rialoishmi Hezek, and there are certain types of Ishtamshis, which one may want to do in his half, that he does not want his friend to see him. So this is Machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban, how to understand the terrors of the Gemara. Now to go back to Tosfos, as we saw, Tosfos explains it would have been sad to say that a Chotzer She'ein Be'kadei Chaluka, where you need an agreement to the Chaluka, one of them could say afterwards, Ki Yisrit Tzoyi Lach, Lach Lek Amunas Shaloi Lasis Gudo, Ava Amunas Lasis Gudo Lo Yisrit Tzoyi Lach. That's the Lashon of Tosfos and of Beis Amud Beis, and Dibur Maschil V'Kivan Derotzu. Now the Chiddush of Reb Nochum from Reb Nochum Pertzovitz, of Yeren Baba Basra Yischof Dalet, he has an Arichos on this Tosfos. And he's very, very bothered, what exactly does Tosfos mean with this Svara? We're going over here according to the Lashon, the Hezek Riyash Me'hezek, you don't need an agreement to build a wall. Once there's a Chotzer where two people are living on opposite sides, one can force the other one to build the wall. Therefore, what do we mean to say over here, that the one who was convinced by Chotzer She'ein Be'kadei Chaluka, Enichanam, he did not have to agree to the Chaluka Bechlal, but once he did agree to the Chaluka, what is this Taina that he can possibly say that I agreed to make the Chaluka, but I did not intend that afterwards I would have to make a wall? Even if he did not have any intentions to make a wall, he doesn't have a choice. Once he agreed to the Chaluka, Hezek Riyash Shmei Hezek, and he's Mechuyiv to build a wall. So Reb Nochum says, maybe what Tosfos means to say is, it would have been a Havmina that one of them can say afterwards, I only agreed to make the Chaluka al Tanai, I had in mind to make a condition that I'm only agreeing to the Chaluka if I do not have to build a wall. Once you're going to force me to build a wall, then the whole Chaluka should be in this battle. I never agreed to make the Chaluka under these terms. However, Reb Nochum asks on this, He says, since the person did not say a Tanai Mifureshes, he didn't speak out clearly a Tanai, so the klal always is, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, he would surely not be able to claim afterwards that I meant to divide only on condition that I don't have to make a wall. If no condition was clearly spoken out, what he had in mind is irrelevant. And Rachim continues and he says, maybe what Tosis means to say is that one of them would be able to claim later on that when I agreed to the division, it was with the understanding, it was the understanding between both of us, I understood from you as well that you're not going to claim a wall afterwards. Meaning, Be'etzem, what he's claiming is that you were Meichel the wall. At the time of the division, it was done only because the understanding was that you're going to be Meichel, you're going to forfeit your rights to be Teveh for me later on to build a wall. However, Abnachum says this also is not so poshut. There's a need in the Rishonim whether Mechila helps. If one is Meichel Hezekriya, he says to his neighbor, I'm not going to force you to build a wall, I'm Meichel my rights to be Teveh a wall from you. Can he be Chazer later on? Some Rishonim hold there is no such thing as Mechila. A neighbor always has the option of changing his mind and deciding that he does want to be Makbed on Hezekriya and ask his neighbor to build a wall with him. If so, again, the kasha would come back. What does Tosis mean to say that one of them can claim, I only agreed to the division, but I did not agree to a wall, since he didn't make any tnai, so dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, and claiming that the other shutif was meichel, the hezekriya, that's also not so poshut. Tosis is mashma, that by chaser she'im bo kedei chaluka, you need the agreement of both neighbors to do a chaluka and to do the wall, therefore it'll be it sad to say that if one convinced the other one, the one who got convinced can claim later on that he only agreed to do the chalukah and I did not agree to make the wall. And again, the kasha is, why do you need his agreement for the wall if Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, the same way by Chotzer Sheyesh Bagdei Chalukah, once they divide, they're mechuyif to build a wall, the same by Chotzer Sheim Bagdei Chalukah, once there's an agreement to do the chalukah, after they divide, it's already a tefiyah of Hezek Riyah, and one of them can force the other one to build a wall. What does Taisis mean that one can say that I never agreed to the wall? And based on this, Reb Nachum is mechadish a whole new understanding in the Chi of Kaisel in the Mishnah. We discussed in the previous shiur, two tzadim had to understand the Chi of Kaisel in the Mishnah according to the second lashon of the Gemara, the Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. The first tzad we said, which is the Pashtus, that is the Tfiyah of Archokas Nezikim, Reuven can come to Shimon and tell him that you're being mazik me by looking into my chotzer. Reuven can force Shimon to be mishtatif to build a wall because of the Hezek that Shimon is doing to Reuven. We mentioned the second tzad from Abisar Zalman. He's mechayesh the chi of kaisel in the Mishnah, which is based on Hezek Riyah, is not the pshat that Reuven is tever from Shimon that you're being mazgmi with your Riyah. Rather, the pshat is it similar to the din of Beis Shar. We look at it as a common need. This chaser, which has two different people living on opposite sides, the chaser needs a wall so that each one can have his privacy. And according to that, when Reuven is tever a wall from Shimon in Be'etzim, what he's being tever is that Shimon, you also need this wall for yourself. Therefore, since it's a common need, they can force each other to be mishtatif and build the wall together. These are the two tzadim which we mentioned in the previous shiur. And Reb Nachum, based on this tesis, is mechadish a third tzad. He says, the Chi of Kaisel in the Mishnah is not based on the Tfiyah of Archokas Nezikim, and it's also not based on the Din of Beis Shar. Rather, a third tzad, it's a prat in the Seder Chaluka. It's a detail on how to do a proper Chaluka when the two shutvim are living together in one single chotzer, and now they divide the chotzer. So a proper Chaluka entails not simply designating one side for Reuven and one side for Shimon, rather giving Reuven his private chatzer, where he has the ability to live in privacy and do his dvarim shebetzina without his previous shutef Shimon seeing what he's doing. So proper chalukah is mechayev that there be a wall between the two sides, so that the previous shutefim are totally severed from each other and not causing each other damage by looking into each other's chatzer. Reb Nachum quotes the lashon of the tour in the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. The lashon of there is Hilchasa Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek Lefikach Shneim Shem Shutfin Bechotzer Im Yesh Baidin Chaluka Yachal Kol Echad Mehem Lochuf Es Chaveri Lachleik Vafilu Lasis Bneim Mechitza Limnoya Kol Echad Mehibit Bishal Chaveri. When the Torah brings the din of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, he says, therefore by Chotzer Shiyish Bagdei Chaluka, they can force each other to do the Chaluka and then afterwards to build the wall to be Meinea the Hezek Riyah. And Reb Nachum is bothered. These are two independent dinim which the Torah is mixing together. There's one din that a chotzer sheyesh bo kedei chaluka, one can force the other one to divide the chotzer. And additionally, there's a second din, whenever there are two neighbors living on opposite sides of the chotzer, the din is that one can force the other one to build the wall because hezek riyah shmei hezek. Why does the Torah put both of these dinim together and tell us that by chotzer sheyesh bo kedei chaluka, one can force the other one to do the chaluka and to build the wall as well? These are two independent dinim. And from here, Rav Nachum brings the raya to his yisoid that the chiyuv kaisel in the Mishnah, which is based on hezek riya, is really a prat that when they do chalukah, these two neighbors who were living together originally, now that they divide their chatzar, since hezek riya shmei hezek and seeing what each other is doing on the other side is considered a damage, therefore part of the chalukah is to make sure that there are no damages between them. That's what's mechayev them to build a wall between them. Now, I've just mentioned that Rav Nachum in a later piece explains, he does not mean to say that if there are two neighbors who are living on opposite sides of the chatzar and they never were shutfim, for example, each one bought his chelik from a previous owner, that it don't be in this case they do not have to build a wall, and that surely everyone agrees in this case also you have to build a wall. However, Rav Nachum explains that over there it's different, that's a different geder. Over there the din is aderech, the din of niske shcheinim, in the second parak, where if one person is doing something in his rishos which is bothering his neighbor, there's a tzvi of archokas nezikin, that's a whole different mechayiv. In that case where they originally should from and now they divided, here Rav Nachum says the chiyuv works differently. We explained the pshat in the previous year, well, here maybe there would be no regular dinim of archokas nezikim based on rishenim and daf zainam with beiz, shleichilku amnasa salik misham klum. We won't get into that right now, but HaKoponim, Rav Nachum explains that the chiyuv kaisel in Er Mishnah, by shutfim shecholku, there the yisayin hachiyuv is, because it's part of the chalukah. A proper chalukah entails dividing in a way where each one's chalek is totally severed and is not disturbed by his friend. That's the yisayin of the chiyuv kaisel in the Mishnah, the way Rav Nachum explains. And based on this, Rav Nachum says, we can now understand the pshat of Taisus over here. Taisus says that by chotah she'im b'kadei chalukah, where one convinced the other one to do the chalukah, the one who got convinced perhaps would have been able to say, I was only maskim to the chalukah, but I was not maskim to build a kaisel. And the kasha is that according to the second lashon, hezek riya shmei hezek, l'chari, you don't need his askama to build a kaisel. Once he already agreed to do the chalukah, now they're living on opposite sides of the chatzar, so even without any prior agreement, one can force the other one to build the wall, because hezek riya shmei hezek. Rav Nachum explains the pshat is, since as we're saying, the tfiyah of a kaisel is a chelik of the rights that one has to do a proper chalukah, so bishma in the case of a chatzar sheyesh b'kidei chalukah, we understand that one can force the other one to do a chalukah and also to build a wall. Mashenk in a chatzar she'im b'kidei chalukah, since we cannot force the whole chalukah in the first place, it would be a tzad to say that even if they both do agree to the chalukah, but the one who got convinced can say afterwards, I was maskim to do a chalukah, but I was only maskim to a basic chalukah, not a complete chalukah where each one ends up with a chalik where he's able to do his private ishtamshus. That much of a chalukah I was never maskim to. Since the whole chiyuv kaisel is a chalik of the dinei chalukah, it would be sad to say that you could claim afterwards I was only maskim to a partial chalukah, but not to a full chalukah, which also includes building a wall. Here's what the Gemara means to say, according to Tosfos. Had the Mishnah told us the din of a chaisel only by a chatzar sheyesh b'kidei chalukah, we would have had such a havmina. Therefore, the Mishnah spoke about a case of a shutfim shirotu lasis mechitza b'chatzar, which means they wanted to make a division. In other words, it was a chatzar she'im b'kidei chalukah, and the Mishnah is telling us that once there's an agreement by a chatzar she'im b'kidei chalukah to do the chalukah, that includes also to build a wall, and he cannot claim that it's only maskim to a chalukah without a wall. Now, continue on further down the Omid. The Gemara asks, b'maya kimtin masnisan b'she'im b'din chalukah, I b'she'im b'din chalukah ki rotsu mayhavi nahadir b'hu. Now, according to the Gersa that we have before Ninu, the Gemara is clearly asking this kasha only on the second lashon of the Gemara, not on the first lashon. The Gemara is only asking, according to the second lashon, that it's talking about Ein Bok Dei Chalukah. And the kasha of the Gemara is, even if there was a Rotsu to do Chalukah, why is this agreement binding? And therefore, how could the Mishnah say that one can force the other one to build a wall? The other one always has an option of backing out of the entire Chalukah. And that the Gemara answers, Amar Basim, Amar Rav Yechinon, Shekonu Miyodom. They made a ma'ase kinyan, which kapshutei means a kinyan chalipin. That the Gemara asks, v'chikonu miyodam ayhavi, kinyan dvarim ba'al mohu. Even if a ma'ase kinyan is done, it still wouldn't be binding, because a kinyan on dvarim does not accomplish anything. Now, Tosfos v'hinei dibra maslo ki rotsu, he points out that the Gemara's kasha is only according to the second lashon, that the rotsu was on the chaluka, not according to the first lashon, that the rotsu was on the kaisel. And as we explained, the mashmois of the Gemara according to Ergus says like this as well. And the chayyur, what Taisus means to say is, Echnami, the first kasha of the Gemara, ki rotsu mayhavi nahadir buhu, that would apply according to the first lashon. The Gemara could ask there as well, so what if there's a rotsu, why is that mechayiv them to build a wall? However, after the Gemara would answer, shekonu miyodam, they made a kinyan, then the next question, v'chikonu miyodam mayhavi kinyan dvarim ba'almuhu, that kasha would not be relevant according to the first lashon of the Gemara. And besides, what Taisus means to say is, that the Gemara's intention already all along was to get to this kasha, that it's a kinyan dvarim ba'almahu. Therefore, according to the first lashon, where we not have this kasha, there the Gemara did not ask the original kasha of nahadr b'hu, because according to the first lashon, it was poshut, we could answer that we did a kinyan chalipin, and the second question of kinyan dvarim would not apply to the first lashon. If we take a look at the lashon of Rashi and of Beis Amud Beis, towards the top of the Amud and Dibra Maschav at Taimud Dirotsu, Rashi over there is going in the first lashon of the Gemara, and he says, Ulakaman parich, and he says later on the Gemara asks, Kishirotsu mayhavi lahadr b'hu. The Gemara asks, so what if there's a rotu, you should be able to be chayzer. And what Rashi means to say is that the initial kasha of the Gemara, ki rotu mayhavi nahadr b'hu, that kasha does apply according to the first lashon. Enech Rabbi Rashi could be maskim after the Gemara says, shekonu miyodom, the next kasha of the Gemara, that kinyan dvar ba'almahu, enech Rabbi, that kasha is only on the second lashon, not on the first lashon. Now Tosef here explains, why is it that the second kasha, kinyan dvar ba'almahu, is only a kasha on the second lashon of the Gemara, not on the first lashon? Taisus explains, according to the Lashon of Mechitza Guda, Loi Parach, the Gemara does not ask, De'ika lemimar, dekanu v'shibdu nechseyem lebinyin ha'koysel. We can understand that when they made the Kinyin was to be Meshabin at their nechosim. Meaning when they agreed to build the wall, if Reuven later on will not pay for the wall, Shimon will have a right to go down to Reuven's nechosim and collect them for this hischaivus that Reuven was mechaiv himself to help pay for the wall. Once there's already a shibdu nechosim, Taisus explains, then surely it's not a kinyan dvarim. A kinyan dvarim is only in the case when there's no transaction taking place, it's not a mechira or a matana, they're just obligating themselves to do a maisa, to do something for the other person, that's called a kinyan dvarim. And Taisus is adding, that if through this kinyan a shibun mamunis is created, that also will not fall into the category of a kinyan dvarim. Therefore Taisus says, according to the Man Omer, that mechitza means a guda, they're mechayev to each other to build a wall. They're not simply saying, let's go do a maisa, let's do an action of building a wall. Rather, they're mechayev themselves and creating a shibun mamunis, therefore it's not a kinyan dvarim. As a discussion in Achreinim, this is brought in the Mishnah Sabarin in Hilchas Shreinim, as well as in the Shir Reb Shmuel, Eisn and Aleph, and other Achreinim as well, they have a chakira, how to understand the chisarin of a kinyan dvarim. The first side, and the chayr, this will be the pashtus, is that the kinyan does not have the ability to create this type of ischaivus. A kinyan has the ability to make all different types of transactions, but a kinyan was not given as a means to create this type of ischaivus. This ischaivus where they're obligating themselves to do an action for the other person, this is not a type of thing that a kinyan can accomplish. So again, according to this tzad, the chesaron is in the kinyan. A kinyan can accomplish many things, but this is not one of them. The second tzad, at the Achreinim are mechadish, and they bring rise to this tzad, that it's not the pshat that the kinyan cannot work to accomplish this type of ischaivus, rather it's more than that, the whole existence of such an ischaivus is not possible. We don't find such a musig, we find that a person could be mechayif himself to do something, he can make a neder, but to be mechayif to someone else, to the point that the other person now is a tzviyal, you are mechayif yourself to do something for me, this whole concept does not exist. So the chasan is not in the means how to put such an ischaivus into place. It's not a chasan that the kinyan cannot create this ischaivus. Rather, the whole concept of such a ischaivus does not exist. Now it's seen that we have a riot from Rashi, not like this second tzad. Because Rashi in Dibur Maschal Kinyan Devarim Hu, and this from Nochem Bertovitz makes the Dirk in Rashi, Mashmois of Rashi is that it's a chesaron dafk in the Kinyan of Chalipin. Rashi says, Ve'ein Chalipin Koinin Elo Dover Anikne, Oy Mecher, Oy Matono, Oy Shibir Karkois, Shakinin Chalov, Oy Metatlin. Rashi says it's only possible for a Kinyan Chalipin to create a transaction by a sale, or by a matana, or where Shibur Karkois is being created. Rashi's mashram that perhaps a different type of kinyan maybe could work, but we're talking specifically about the kinyan of Chalipin. And the svar would be, the kinyan Chalipin is a specific kinyan where there's an exchange between two different items. Reuven gives his sudur to Shimon, and in exchange, Shimon's metaltalin, or his karka, is transferred back to Reuven. A Shibur Karka also would work for this as Rashi's mavur. In other words, if Reuven gives to Shimon his sudur, and through that they want to accomplish that Shimon's karka becomes meshubet to Reuven, that's also considered an exchange of two different tangible items. Mashenkin over here, Reuven gives his sudur to Shimon, and in exchange for that we're trying to create a chiyuv, and now Shimon is obligated to do a certain pe'ula, a certain action for Reuven. That's not an exchange between two tangible items, and therefore kinyan sudur is not a valid means to create this ischaivus. Since the mashmaris of Rashi is that it's a svar specifically by kinyan chalipin, the Chayr Rashi's mavur that it's not a chesaron in the whole hischaivus existing, Rather, it's a chesaron in the means. This kinyan tzedar is not a proper means for generating such a nischaivus. Now, Maisa, practically speaking, it could be that there is no other possible kinyan which can create this nischaivus. In this case, we're trying to make a kinyan dvarim to build a wall, so it could be the Maisa there's no nafkamina. Rakapanam Rashi is clear that the chesaron is in kinyan chalip and it's not able to create a kinyan dvarim. The Maisa we do find in other Rishonim, they seem to say differently. Rabbeinu Yonah later on in the Masechta on Daf Ayin Zayin, the case of the Gemara over there is that Reuven sold a field to Shimon, and Reuven was Nischayiv to write a shtar and give it over to Shimon to use as a shtar raya. The Maisa, the kinyan that Shimon made on the field was not through the shtar, rather he made a kinyan chazaka. And Rabbeinu Yonah discusses whether through this kinyan chazaka, Reuven actually does become a mechuyiv to later on write a shtar and give it to Shimon. He brings one sheet which says that through the kinyan, there is an eschaivus created for Reuven to write a shtar raya. And Rabbeinu Yonah himself argues and he says this would be a kinyan dvarim when Shimon makes a kinyan chazaka on the karka. For this to work as a kinyan to be mechayev Reuven to write a shtar, that would be a kinyan dvarim, and a kinyan dvarim is not chal. We see clearly from Rabbeinu Yonah, he's not talking about chalipin, he's talking about whether the kinyan chazaka on the karka can create this eschaivus, and still he says that it would not work because it's a kinyan dvarim. This would be not like the deek that we're making in Rashi, that the whole chesaron of a kinyan dvarim is dafka by a kinyan chalipin. But that's Rabbeinu Yonah, perhaps we could suggest, like the Achronim are saying, that it's not merely chesaron in the means for the kinyan to be poyel to work to create this hischaivus, rather the chesaron is in the whole hischaivus existing. We don't find such a concept of a person being mischaiv himself to do something for someone else. Now, continue on, we saw previously the Tosis and Dibur Maskel Kirotsu. Tosis over there explains that according to the man the Omar Mechitza Guda, it's not a problem of a kinyan dvarim, because they were mechayev themselves and mishabed their nechosim. Once there's a shibud nechosim, that's not a problem of kinyan dvarim. Now there's a kash which a number of achrayim address, and that is that this taisis in Dibur Maskel Kirotsu seems to contradict the next taisis immediately following afterwards in Dibur Maskel Kinyan Dvarim. Over there, taisis is referring to a Gemara Baba Metzia Daf Tzadik Dalid. In the Mishnah over there, the Mishnah brings Masne Shomer Chinam Li Yois Keshayel. A Shomer Chinam who b'derech klal is potter on Gneiva Aveda and surely on Einzim, the only thing that he's mechiv on is a Pshia, he could make it tonight, he could accept upon himself that he's going to have dinim as a shayal who's mechiv in Gneiva Aveda and in Einzim. And the Gemara explains the case is talking about Bekonu Miyodi, a kinyan has to be made, otherwise it would not be chal on him, these chiyuvim, he would still have a din of a Shomer Chinam unless he makes a kinyan to be mechayiv himself to have a din of a shayal. And Taisa over here points out, he says, why is this not a kinyan dvarim? Taisa says, Hasam lav kinyan dvarim hu, el a kinyan gomer hu, she meshabed es atzmoy, she im yeonis, she yeshalim. He's not merely being mechayiv himself to do a pa'ula in action, he's mechayiv himself that if something will happen, he'll be mechayiv to pay. That's not a kinyan dvarim. And the kash that the Achronim ask is, Taisa in the previous Dibur Maskel did not simply say that when a person is mechayiv himself a chiyuv mominis, that's enough to be considered a real kinyan and not a kinyan dvarim. Tosis had to stress that he was meshabed his nechosim. Only through making a shibud on the nechosim, where one person gets a certain schusim in the other person's karka, that's not considered a kinyan dvarim. He's actually receiving something. He's receiving rights to collect the other person's karka if the chayiv is not paid. That's what Tosis explains that it's not a kinyan dvarim. That would be mashma that if he's only mechayiv himself without being meshabed his karka, that would still be considered a kinyan dvarim. And here in Taisa's Dibur Maskel Kinyan Dvarim, he doesn't mention anything about a Shibud Karka. He says that when a Shomer Chinam is Mechayiv himself, he accepts upon himself to be a Shoyal, since what Be'etzem he's Mechayiv himself is to pay if something will happen, an Einus will happen, Taisa's is Mashab that that's enough, that it should be no longer considered a Kinyan Dvarim. Taisa says he's Mishabed himself, he doesn't mention anything about the Shibud Nechasim. This Kasha is discussed in the Shir Reb Nochum as well as in the Shir Reb Shmuel. Now, I'll mention the Teretz of this Kasha. B'shem Rabashar Arieli Shlita, he explained that the pshat is that by an eschaivus to build the wall, that's different than the eschaivus of the shomer. By the shomer, he's mechayiv himself to pay the other person if something will happen to the pikadin, if it will happen ba'inis, where usually a shomer chinam should be potter from paying back the bailim, he's mechayiv himself that he's going to take his own money and pay to the bailim in exchange for the ba'inis which happened to the pikadin. Now, shanking by this case, by our case of a kaisel, Reuven and Shimon are mechayiv to build a kaisel together. Reuven is not mechayiv himself to pay anything to Shimon. He's not going to take his own money and give it to Shimon. Rather, the kaisel which he builds, which he's mishtatev together with Shimon, that mokayim where the kaisel is built, and the avonim as well, will still belong to Reuven. So he's not being mischayev himself to give something to the other person. They're just being mischayev together to build the wall, and each one will maintain ownership on the avanim which they pay for. So even though this is considered a chiyuv mamon, he's creating a chiyuv mamon upon himself to pay for the wall, but still, since it's not a chiyuv mamon to pay something to the other person, he's going to keep the stones when the wall falls. Therefore, Tosis tells this would still be classified as a kinyan dvarim. And the only reason why it's not, Tosis has to add, is because he creates a shibud on his nechasim. Since if Reuven will not pay for the wall, Shimon can come and take away the nechasim of Reuven, even though, again, here also, the nechasim which he takes from Reuven, he's not going to keep. He's going to use that to build the wall, and Reuven will maintain ownership of the wall. But Lemaisa, once already Shimon has a schus to go collect from Reuven's nechasim, that's enough to make it no longer a kinyan dvarim. This is the chilk between the two Taisisim. By the case of Kaisel, Taisis feels necessary to say that Reuven was mishabed as nechasim. That's the only reason why it's not considered a kinyan dvarim. Hashenking by the case of Masna, Shem Rechinam Liyos Keshayel, just the shibud on himself is also enough to make it not a kinyan dvarim, because he's mishabed himself to pay money to the other person, to the Baal HaPikadon, if something will happen to the Pikadon. Now we'll continue on in the Gemara. After the Gemara asks this Kasha, V'chikanu miyodem mayhavi kinyan dvarim ba'almahu, the Gemara answers, V'chikanu miyodem beruchais. The Rashi over here explains, Kanu miyodem beruchais means, Zeh boir leichelik mizrachi, v'zeh boir leichelik ma'aravi, v'kanu miyodem, u'me'ata nik nechelik mizrachi lezeh, v'ein lezeh chelik boi, v'chein hasheni lechaveirai. In other words, originally the Gemara thought that they just made a kinyan which is mechayev themselves to do a chalukah later on. According to this teretz of the Gemara, shekarim miyodim beruchais, really means to say is that they actually did do the chalukah. They chose their size and they made a kinyan. The Mishnah then tells us that now one can force the other one to build a kaisel. Now the Gemara then brings Rav Ashi Yomar, kigoyin shehalach zeh b'teich sheloi v'hichzik, v'zeh b'teich sheloi v'hichzik. Rashi explains hichzik means he did a kinyan chazaka, rofik bei porta. He started working on the karka, and karka is nikne b'chazaka. In Kipshutei Vashi is saying, similar to the previous teretz, just the first teretz was understanding that the kinyan that they made was a kinyan sudur, and Vashi says that the kinyan that they made was a kinyan chazaka. However, all the Rishonim ask Akash over here, what exactly is Vashi coming to be meisif on the first teretz? We know that karka is nikne b'chazaka. Vashi Betzim is not saying anything different than the previous teretz, he's just giving another example of what type of kinyan could have been done. Why did Rav Ashi feel necessary to say this? Taisi over here asks the Kasha and the Ramascha Rav Ashi and other Rishonim as well. Taisi says, Taimah Lari, Ma Bar Rav Ashi Lahisif, Vichi Yitzrich Lashmina and the Chazaka Mayelis Kamay Kinyan. So Taisi answers, Venera Lari, that Rav Ashi is coming to tell us a Chiddush, that even though there was no Leich Chazeku Kni and it was done Shalai Befanov. The Klal is that if a person wants to make a Kinyan on his friend's Karka, this is true both by Karka and by Metatlin as well, if he wants to do a Kinyan Mashicha, the din is that even though the Nisein, the giver and the receiver, agreed to make this Kinyan, they agreed either on the sale or the Matana or whatever type of transaction it may be, still the din is that the Lakeach, the buyer or the receiver, cannot go ahead and make the Maisa Kinyan, the Kinyan Chazaka on Karka, or the Kinyan Mashicha on Metatlin, unless the Nisein, the giver, tells him, Leich Chazeku Kni, go ahead and make the Maisa Kinyan, either Leich Chazeku Kni by Karka, or Leich Mishoichin Kni by Metatlin. By Chazaka, this is Gemara later on in Baba Basra, Daf Nun Gimel, and by Mashicha, it's Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara is mavur that if it's befanov, if the Kinyan is being done in front of the Nisein, then you don't have to say Leich Chazeku Kni. If he's standing there and he sees the Makabel doing the Maisa Kinyan, that's enough. We consider that he's showing his agreement. However, if it's Shalai befanov, the Makabah wants to do the Maisa Kinyan, not in front of the one who's giving it, then the only way the Kinyan can work is if the Nisein, the giver, said, Leich Chazeku Kni or Leich Mishaychu Kni. And Taiz is explaining that Ravashi is coming to be Mechadish over here, that in this case, where they agreed to make a Chaluka, once they come to an agreement, one of them can go ahead and do a Maisa Kinyan Chazaka on his Chayek, on the Chayek which they agreed that he would receive, even though the other one did not tell him Leich Chazeku Kni. Now Taiz is not so clear what exactly is the Hezber. What is the reason why our case is different than other types of kinyanim? But there, klal, you do need leich chazeku kni. But in this case of shutfim shechalku, you do not need leich chazeku kni. However, other rishonim, as we'll see, do give more of an explanation. So we'll first see the Rashba. The Rashba over here discusses this question: what exactly is Rav Ashi coming to be ma'isif? At first, he brings b'shem yesh mefarshim, which is actually the Ramban. The Ramban says einich nami Rav Ashi is not really coming to be ma'isif anything. It's just that the first Manamar gave one example, a Kinyan Sudur, and Rav Ashi gave a different example, a Kinyan Chazaka, but all Rav Ashi meant to say is that they made a Kinyan, Otherwise, it would have been a problem that it's a kinyan dvarim. Rabashi was coming to say that they already did a kinyan. The kinyan that Rabashi used as an example is a chazaka, but he didn't mean to be meisif any chiddush over the first man, the Omar. And Ban says that if Rabashi would be coming to tell us this chiddush, that you don't need leich chazeku kni, he would have spoken this out clearly. But then the Rashba brings another pshat, the Yesh Mefarshim, which is Alderach Taisvis. The Rashi is coming to be Moisef a Chiddush, that you don't need Leich Chazeku Kni. And the Rashba brings a Hezber, he explains, what is the pshat? Why B'derach Klal you do need Leich Chazeku Kni? And here, by Shutzvim Shecholku, you do not need Leich Chazeku Kni. And the Lashon of the Rashba is, Hocha de'enei zeiche b'shel achirim, elo bir chalokim l'chudohu. In this case, where he's not receiving anything which originally belonged to someone else, he's not getting someone else's nechasim, rather he's just being mevarer, they're just separating who gets which chelek. Here the Rashba says, kivin shenisratzu beruchos, once they agreed upon who will get which side, v'halach zeh ba'atzmei v'hichzik, afidu shaloi b'fnei chaveroi, v'af b'shaloi omer lei leichazeku kni kona. Here, where they're not being kona each other's nechasim, each one's getting something which was his all along, they just have to be mevarer the chelokim. Here the din is that they could be kaina even without leich chazeku kni. Now what exactly does the Rashba mean over here? Ein ezeicha b'shal achirim elo bir chalokim b'lechudohu. So firstly, a number of Rachmanim discuss, l'char this should be telling in the question of yesh b'ira or ein b'ira, can we say that when they divide the chalokim, each one is be'etzim getting the chalik which was destined for him all along? Or do we say, no, ein b'ira, he's not getting the chalik which was his all along, rather originally each one had a chalik in the entire karka. Now when they do the chaluka, Ruvain Be'etzem is being kaina in the half that he's getting, the chelik that Shimon had in that half, and Shimon is being kaina in the half that he's getting, the chelik which Ruvain had in that half. This is discussed by the Chedusha of Shmuel, and also by Risser Zalman and the Evin Ozel. Perek Beis Hilchos Shchein Malacha Yud, we won't get into that Nekuda right now. However, we will mention that Risser Zalman over there has a whole Chakira, what exactly is the pshat in the din that you need Leich Chazeku Kni. One side that Rabbi Zalman has is, even though Reuven and Shimon discussed the sale of the karka, for example, but until Reuven actually says Leich Chazeku Kni, there is still a possibility that he was chayzer, even though he had agreed upon selling the karka to Shimon, but until he tells Shimon to actually go ahead and make the kinyan on the karka, we're still chayzer that he was chayzer. Therefore the din is that he has to tell immediately before the Maisa kinyan, he has to tell Shimon to do this kinyan, then we know that he wants the kinyan to take place at that time. The second side of Rabbi Zalman says is that it's not that we're choshesh that there was a chazara over here. Rather, in order for the kinyan to work, you need the amira of Leich Chazeku Kni. And the pshat is that even though there was haskama, Reuven and Shimon agreed, and there was das, that Reuven wants to be makna the karka to Shimon, but there also has to be das on this specific maisa kinyan. Meaning, even though there was das on the etzem hakna, Reuven has das, he wants to be makna this chayfetz to Shimon, but they didn't yet decide exactly which maisa kinyan would be used. It has to be that Reuven has das that this specific Maisa Kinyan, which Shimon is about to do, this Maisa Kinyan should create the transaction. And the Pshat of Rabbi Zalman explains that even though a Maisa Kinyan of Mashiach or Chazaka, the actual action is done by the Koineh, but in order for the Kinyan to take place, it has to be that there's a Hakna, that Reuven is being machnet to him at that time, he's an active participant in this Kinyan, and he's giving it over to Shimon. Only then can Shimon be Kaina. And the way that he gives it over is by having Das Kinyan at the time, his Das for the Hakna together with the Maisa that Shimon does, that creates the Kinyan. Therefore, since we need his Das Hakna, the only way that that can connect to the Maisa Kinyan is if he tells Shimon to go ahead and Shimon does the Maisa Kinyan based on that which Reuven told him to do so, that connects the Maisa Kinyan with the Das Hakna of Reuven, and that's what accomplishes the transaction. Akapana Rabbi Zalman says, as far as Arsug is concerned, he brings a raya, he's actually referring to the Shita of the Rosh, which we'll see in a moment, that the Rosh is similar to the Rashba. But Rabbi Zalman says this would be a raya, that the reason why B'derech Klal you need Leich Chazeku Kni is not because there's a chshash that the Makna was being chayzer, because if that was the case in an Ersugya as well, since you need the agreement of both of them to make the Chalukah, they both have to agree that Reuven will get one side and Shimon will get the other side. And if the necessity for Leich Chazeku Kni is because otherwise there's a chashash, and even though they made the agreement originally, but until the Maisa Kinyan is actually done, perhaps by then he was chayzer ready, if that was the case in an Ersig as well, we would need Leich Chazeku Kni to make sure that both parties were not yet chayzer. Akarach of the Pshat is like the second side. The reason why you need Leich Chazeku Kni is because the Makna has to take part in the Kinyan. It's his Das which has to connect to the Maisa. That's why he has to say Leich Azeku Kni, and the Kainer does the Kinyan based on the Tzivui of the Makne. If that's the pshat, that we can't understand what would be a Chilik, why in this case, where it's only Bir Chalakim, here you would not need Leich Chazeku Kni. The way the Rashba explains that there's no Hakno over here, it's not that one of them is giving his Chafetz to the other person, it's only Bir Chalakim, and therefore we can understand that you only need the Makne to take part in the Maisa Kinyan, to give it over to the Kainer. That's only when he's giving over something which was his. There's a transaction from one person's possession to the other person. There you need the Makne to be an active participant. That's why he has to say Leich Chazeku Kni. Mashenkin, in this case, which the Rashba understands is only Birur Chalokim, it's not that Reuven is receiving something which belonged to Shimon and vice versa. Here you would not need the Makne to take part, and that's why you would not need Leich Chazeku Kni. Now if we take a look at the Rush over here, he says similar to the Rashba. Rabbi Zalman quotes both of them together, but the Mice, if we take a look carefully, you see that they're slightly different. The Lashon of the Rush is in Siman Gimel, he's coming to answer the Kasha of Tosfos. What is it actually coming to me, Meisif? And he says, V'yishleimer d'ashme'inon afgav d'loy omar leich chazeku kni, el shenis ratzel achloik, v'holach v'hikzach sheloi b'fonov havi chazaka, v'afgav d'ba'amo omar d'chazaka sheloi b'fonov, tzorech leimer loy leich chazeku kni, hani mili b'dovar she'ein loy chelik boy, elo b'kinyin zeh, av'l hocha she'akarki hisho shneem, mo'y eles chazaka migdaita sheloi b'fonov, afilu loy omar loy leich chazeku kni. When do we say that the Meicher has to say Leich Chazeku Kni? That's where the Kainer had no chelik in the item which he's receiving. Up until this point, it was not his. There the Meicher has to tell him Leich Chazeku Kni in order for the Maisa Kinyan of the Lekeach to work. But Sheinkin, in this case, where they already both have a chelik in the Karka, they're doing a Maisa Kinyan on a piece of Karka which he already has partial ownership. Here there is no din that the other person has to say Leich Chazeku Kni. The Rosh is saying slightly different than the Rashba. The Rashba said the pshat is that it's only Birur Chalokim. Neither one is getting anything new, which was not his until now. Therefore, there's no need for Leich Chazeku Kni. The Rosh does not say that it's only Birur Chalokim. The Rosh perhaps can hold that it's not simply a Birur, rather Reuven is getting something, an ownership in the Karka, which he did not have until now. However, since each one already had a partial ownership in that piece of Karka, there is no din that the other one has to say Leich Chazeku Kni. A Maisa Kinyan, something which he already owned partially, is easier to accomplish, and therefore it doesn't need Leich Chazeku Kni. The Maisa, this needs further hesber, what exactly is the Svar over here? But Al Kapanim, the Rosh, seems to be saying different than the Rashba, and as we'll see, Lachar, there is a Nafka Mina between them. And that is, this is a Nekuda which is discussed in the Sefer Machna Ephraim, in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchus Schirus. He quotes a Tshuvas Radvaz over there, and the Nidin is in a case where there are two Shutim who own a piece of Karka, and one shutif wants to buy out the other shutif. And the question is, when the buyer goes ahead to make a kinyan, if he makes a kinyan chazaka on the karka, is it necessary for the other one, the meicher, the other shutif, to first tell him leich chazeku kni? The Machna Ephraim brings that the devaz holds that the din is that you do need leich chazeku kni if the kinyan is being done shalai b'fanov. And the Machna Ephraim himself quotes the Rosh in Er Sugya. And the Mashmois is that the Machna Ephraim means to say that the Rosh in Er Sugya would be a ray, not like this Radvaz. Rather, the Rosh would hold that in this case, it's not necessary for Leich Chazeku Kni, because the Rosh is mavur, that any time a person is being kind of something, which he already has a partial ownership in it, he can do the Maisa Kinyan even without Leich Chazeku Kni. Therefore, in that case as well, even though that case is different than our case, in our case, the two Shufim are just coming to divide, neither one is getting more of a Chilik than he had previously, but the same would also apply in the case where there are two Shufim and one of them is coming to buy out the Chilik of the other Shutif. So clearly in that case he's getting something which was not his up until this point, but still, since he had a partial ownership in the entire karka, when he comes to do a Maisa Kinyan, over there he will not need Leich Chazeku Kni according to the Mashmois of this Rosh. The Machna Ephraim over there does not quote the Rashba, but the way we're understanding the difference between the Rosh and the Rashba, this would be a Nafka Mina. According to the Shita of the Rashba, the only reason why you do not need Leich Chazeku Kni over here in Er Sugya is because neither one is being kind of anything new. It's only considered a Birur Chalokim. Each one is getting a chelik in the karka which was his all along. If so, in this other case of the Machna Ephraim, where clearly one shutif is getting something which was not his until now, he's buying out the other shutif's chelik, and now he's going to have ownership, sole ownership in the entire karka. Here, clearly, he is buying something which was not his up until this point. Here, according to the Rashba, you would need Leich Chazeku Kni. Now, just to add one interesting point, there seems to be a chelik between the Rosh and the Rashba. How to understand the chaluk over here. The Rashba explained that it's only Birur Chalokim. In other words, each one is not getting something which was not his until now. whatever he's getting was his all along. That's the reason why you don't need lech chazeku kni. The Rosh is mashma otherwise, and it's not simply a bir chalokim, rather in the half which Reuven is getting, he's being kind of now the chelik which Shimon originally had in that half. The only reason why he does not need lech chazeku kni according to the Rosh is because Reuven had a partial ownership in that. And the chayr, this would be mashma, there's a chelik between the Rosh and the Rashba, had to understand the chalukas hashotfim. However, there is a svar to explain that maybe even the Rosh is maskim be'esem to that which the Rashba says, that chalukas hashotfim is only a bir chalokim. However, here specifically in this case, here it would be different. And this is based on a svara which Rabbi Chanan says in the Kibbutz Shiurim and Oysa Yotess over here in Baba Basra. He's not coming to address exactly this point, but Al Kapanim says over there a svara that even if you hold that b'derech klala, chalukas hashotfim is a bir chalokim, still, in our case, it may be different because here we're talking about a chotzer she'im b'kadei chaluka. If it's a chotzer she'yesh b'kadei chaluka, it's large enough to be divided, so therefore we say the chotzer is destined to be divided, and be'etzim, what each one has is a specific chelik, and when they eventually divide, it's just a birur of the chalak in which they had all along. Masha'enkin by chotzer she'im b'kadei chaluka, it's not aimed to be divided. The normal thing would be that it stays this way, it stays together, and they share the entire chotzer. If they do come to a decision to divide this chaser, even though it's aimed b'kdei chaluka, here it would not be considered a bir chalakim, because it wasn't aimed to be divided. Here we will look at it as if each one's selling his chelik, Reuven's selling the chelik which he had in one half to Shimon, and Shimon's selling in the other half the chelik that he originally had, he's selling that to Reuven. Akpam, this could be the svara in the Rosh, while here he does not say that it's a bir chalakim. The Rosh has to come with a different svara, that since he already had a chelik in it, therefore there is no necessity for lech chazeku kni. Now, we'll discuss another point which the Rishayim talk about in the Teres of Ravashi, and that is, do we need that both of them actually go and make a chazakah on their chelek, or is it enough if one of them does a maisa chazakah, and through that the other half of the karka will be niknet to the other shutif? The lashon of the Gemara that we have bifaneinu is, shehalach zeh b'toich shalei v'hichzik, zeh b'toich shalei v'hichzik, that would be mashma that they both have to do a kinyan chazakah, and would it be enough if only one of them does the maisa kinyan? The Rosh, however, over here in Simon Gimbal, he says, now like this, he says, Lo yishiyu shneim tzrichim lahachzik, they don't both have to do a kinyan chazakah, al kivan shehichzik echer mehem nistalik michatzi ha'achir, v'nikne l'chaveroi. He goes on and he brings a raya from a tesefta, that kinyan chalipin works not only by metatlin, but also by karka. If Reuven and Shimon want to exchange karkois, then as long as one of them did a meisa chazakah on his karka, automatically the other one will be kinder the other karka in exchange. A kinyan chalipin works by karka as well. If so, here also the Rosh says, you don't need that both of them go ahead and do a maisa chazaka on their half. Once one of them does a chazaka, then the other half is nicknamed to the other shutif through this kinyan of chalipin. This is the sheet of the Rosh. However, not all Rishayim are maskim to this. The Torah in Simon Kuf Ayin Gimel is medayik from the Loshon of the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Beis, Hilchos Shcheinim Halacha Yud, and the Rambam brings Agamar the way we have it, that each one has to do a chazaka on their half. The Torah is medayik that the Rambam holds not like the Rosh. It's not enough if one of them does a chazakah on his half. They both have to do a chazakah. So what exactly is this machlekes? Whether it's enough if one of them makes a chazakah for the other one to be kinyan with kinyan chalipin. Lamaisa, as we saw, the Rosh brought a raya from a tesefta that kinyan chalipin works by karka. So what would be the pshat in the Rambam? Why would it be necessary for both of them to make a kinyan chazakah? So Rabbi Sazamun in the Evan Ezel over there in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, he explains that even though b'derech klal kinyan chalipin does work by karka, the Ram would hold that in our case kinyan chalipin would not work, and the pshat will be that chalipin works in a case where there are two different karkois or two different pieces of metaltalin, and Reuven's is being transferred to Shimon and Shimon's is being transferred to Reuven. Once Reuven does a maisa kinyan on the achivitz which he's being kinda, automatically the other achivitz goes over from Reuven to Shimon. However, over here in our case, since it's only a bir chalokim, surely if you go derech the Rashba, Chalukas Hashutim is only Bir Chalokim, here the whole concept of Kinyan Chalipin would not work. When Reuven does the Maisa Chazaka to be kind of his half, Shimon would not automatically get the other half. The pshat is, because Chalipin is only if Reuven would be getting something from Shimon, then in exchange Shimon would get back what he's trying to be kind of from Reuven. But over here by Chalukas Hashutim, which is only a Bir Chalokim, Reuven's not really getting something which had belonged to Shimon, here Kinyan Chalipin would not work. Now we'll continue on and we'll speak for a few minutes about the sugya in Amud Beis, the din of Leilista Inish Beiknishta ad Dibani Beiknishta Achriti. One cannot knock down a shul unless another shul has already been built. And the Gemara brings two lashonis. Ike de Ami Mishum Pshiyusa, the chash they may never get around to building the second shul. Ikad Amri Mishum Tzluye, because they don't have any other place to daven. And Gemara says, Ikad Beinayod Ika Duchta Letzluye, if there is another place to daven, so according to the Lashon of Mishum Pshiyusa, the Chshash still remains. You cannot knock down the first shul, even if there is another place to daven temporarily. Or Chayshish, that the original, the proper shul, may never be rebuilt. Rashenkin, according to the second Lashon, as long as you have another place to daven in the meanwhile, the din is that one can knock down the previous shul in order to build a second shul. Now, based on the nafkamina which the Gemara brings, we see clearly that according to the second Lashon, Ikad Amri Mishum Tzluye, it's clear that we're not Chayshish Mishum Pshiyusa. The only Chshash is that there be another place to daven. If there is another place, we're allowed to knock down the original shul. However, we can still pose the question, and that is, according to the first Lashon, that we're Chayshish Mishum Pshiyusa, does the first Lashon hold that that's the only Chshash, or do they also hold of the second Lashon, Amokim Letzluye? In other words, according to the Tzad of Mishum Tzluye, they did not hold the Mishum Pshiyusa. According to the Tzad of Mishum Pshiyusa, do they also hold of the reason of Mishum Letzluye? And it would seem that this is a Machlokes Rishonim. Ben Yain over here on the Gemara Behemshech, where Ravina asked Ravashi, Govu Zuzu Yomachti, if they already have the money, are we also Chayshish Mishum Pshiyusa? And the Gemara says, Domo Mishramlu Pidin Shvuyim, and the Gemara continues, what happens if you have all of the building material ready? But Akapan Ben Yain explains that the case which the Gemara discusses is Akarch, where there is another Mokim to Davin. If there wouldn't be another Mokim to Davin, then even the Tzad of Mishum Pshiyusa would be masking that you cannot knock down the base Knesset if you don't have an alternative place. And therefore he says, the Gemara means to say, the Gemara is asking according to the Lashon of Mishum Pshiyusa, according to the Lashon of Mishum Tzluye, it would be postured that in this case, you would be allowed to knock down the base Knesset because you have another Mokim to Davin. The Gemara's question just is, according to the Manam of Mishum Pshiyusa, are you Cheshish even in these cases, that they will not rebuild the base Knesset? It's clear from Ben Yonah that he understood that the Lashon of Mishum Pshiyusa is surely maskim to the other Lashon, you cannot knock down the base Knesset if you don't have an alternative place to Davin. Therefore, even if we'll find the case that there is no Chshash of Pshiyusa, still the din will be that you can only knock down the base Knesset if there is a second place to Davin. Now the Adonai, on the other hand, is mashma otherwise. He's discussing the Mara further on, which says that if it's Chazer Beit Yua, if there's structural damage in the first base Knesset, then the din is that we can knock it down, even if there is no other base Knesset built yet. And then further on the Gemara, when the Gemara discusses the base Hamikdash, and the Gemara asks, how was Bava ben Buta allowed to give an Eitzah to Hordis to knock down the base Hamikdash? The same way you cannot knock down a base Knesset, you should not be able to knock down a base Hamikdash. And the Gemara answers, two terutzim, either to you, Achazabei, Yibayseim HaMachus HaShani D'lei Hadrabei. And the Yadrama explains, he says, the first test of the Gemara of Tiyu Achazabei, that could fit even if you hold the reason why we did not knock down a base Knesset is because Mokam Letzluye. So Chazabei Tiyu would be a heter to knock down a base Knesset or the base Hamikdash, even though there is no other Mokam to Davin. Chazabei Tiyu is still a heter, therefore by the base Hamikdash as well, even though the base Hamikdash is always considered that there is no other Mokam, there's no alternative Mokam or base Hamikdash to be Makir of Karbonis. Yet still the teretz would be, Chazabei Tiyu would be a heter, even though there is no alternative Mokim. However, the second teretz of the Gemara, Machus HaShani, that obviously only fits according to the Lashon of Mishum Pshiyusa, the Chashash is that the Beis HaKnesses will not be rebuilt, therefore the Gemara answered that by Hurdis, when he knocked down the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Chashash that he would not rebuild it, because the Melech will make sure that it gets rebuilt. That teretz would only help if the Chashash is Mishum Pshiyusa, if the Chashash is Mishum Letzluye. So the same way by a base Knesset, you cannot knock it down if there's no other Mokam to Davin. But the base Hamikdash also would be no heter to knock it down, even if there is no Chshash that it will not be rebuilt, because L'maisa, in the meanwhile, there is no other Mokam to be Makir of Karbonis. Now it's clear from this Yad and Mat that he understood, not like that which we proved from Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina, we saw, he held that the Tzad of Mishum Pshiyusa is also Maskim to the Svar of Mishum Letzluye. Yad and Mat, however, is Mavur not like this. He's mavur that according to the Tzad of Mishum Pshiyusa, they're not Chayshish Mishum Letzluye, because if you were Chayshish, what would the teretz of the Gemara be? How would you be allowed to knock down the Beis HaMikdash, even if you are sure that it will be rebuilt? L'maisa, there is no alternative place to be Makir of Karbonis, therefore there would be no Heter. So the Machlokes Rishonim is the Tzad of Mishum Pshiyusa also maskim to the Tzad of Mishum Letzluye. Now we are left with the Kasha, according to Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Tzad of Mishum Pshiyusa is maskim to the Tzad of Mishum Letzluye. If so, how do we answer? What is the pshat why the Beis HaMikdash we are allowed to knock it down because Machus HaShani, anything that takes care of the Chshash of Mishum Pshiyusa, but if that side is also maskim to the side of Mishum Tzluye, so the Chayr, the Yad Ramah is correct, when they knocked down the Beis HaMikdash there was no alternative place, so what would be the heter to knock it down, even if we are sure that it will eventually be rebuilt. So this kasha we can answer based on the Rishash over here. The Rishash over here points out that in truth there's a machlokes whether kedusha rishayna kitcha la'asid lavai or loy kitcha la'asid lavai. Does the makam hamikdash have kedusha even if there is no bias, even if the bias is knocked down, but the actual makam where they were makrif karbanos, they could still be makrif them on the mizbeach even though there is no bais hamikdash, or loy kitcha la'asid lavai once the bais hamikdash is destroyed, one cannot be makrif karbanos in the makam of the mikdash. And the Rishash points out even further, he says, even if you hold that Kedusha Rishayna Leikitcha La'asid Lavai, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud is Mevur, Oisim Kloyim Lehechal, V'Kloyim La'azara, one could put up a temporary partition, and that will act as the wall of the Hechal and as the wall of the Azara. And once these walls are in place, then really surely you can be Makar of the Karbanos. Therefore the Rishash says that L'Kuli Yama, it was possible to continue being Makar of Karbanos, even after Herdis knocked down the base of Migdosh and was in the process of rebuilding it, it would still be possible to be Makar of Karbanos. Therefore, that would be considered that there is a Mokim Mitzluye. And as we're explaining, Rabbeinu Yoni would have to hold like this, since he holds that the Lashon of Mishum Pshiyusa is also Maskim to the Lashon of Mishum Litzluye. So when the Gemara answers, the Heter to knock down the base of Migdosh was because Malchus Hashani, but there also has to be a possibility of continuing to be Makar of Karbanos. If not, there would be the other Chisaron of Mokim Litzluye. And there would still be no heter to knock down the base of Migdash, despite the fact that they were sure that it would be rebuilt.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.